So Pam, why are you running for school board?
Well, I've been involved in the school district for the last 15 years as my children have been in the public schools in Madison. I've been intricately involved in parent organizations all through Emerson, Sherman, and East. Kept involved with those organizations, working towards making the schools the best place it could be for all the kids. So I've been passionate about public education. I feel strongly Madison's a great community and offers great education, but just want to keep forging ahead with those goals.
So Pam, how does your background prepare you for this position?
Well, I'm really running as a community-wide, broad-based candidate, and that's my platform. Again, with my experience in the schools over the last 15 years, I think I bring a wealth of knowledge about schools that had difficulties as when my children were there, mainly in leadership. So I understand at all three different levels, elementary, middle school, and high school, what a lack of leadership can mean to a school. And so really worked through that, through the parent organizations, and so I understand how important it is to bring leadership to any position, and I think I've got a good feel for that. And then I've had extensive community involvement through United Way. I was a loan executive for 2 years, and working out in the community during United Way's fundraising campaign, and have experience in working with business partnerships, talked to many business leaders, and as well as other community stakeholders. So I think that experience helps me understand the community and the importance of public education in Madison. And then I've also had experience as a union leader as well. And so I think the skills that you develop, I was a chief steward for the office workers at Madison Gas and Electric, those skills of negotiation and consensus building are exactly the kind of skills that you can bring to the board dealing with labor contracts, but then also good skills to bring as a board member as well.
Great. So what's the case? Why should voters elect you?
Well, I'm a team player, and I think the board currently is in a good position for someone like that to come on board. I think they're working well together, not always agreeing on the issues, but definitely getting the issues out there and talking about them. And I think the board members currently feel that they can express their opinions about the important issues, and I think my personality fits in well with that. I think I can bring some expertise to the board in my community involvement and as well as my union experience. So I'm a hard worker. For the last 5 years, I've managed the concession sales for all home basketball and football games for East High. And East High people will know what that means, the work that is involved in that. But I dig in and I work hard, and I'm looking forward to being able to do that on the board. Want to talk a little bit also about my extensive union experience. As I mentioned, I was a union member for 14 years and a chief steward representing the office workers at Madison Gas and Electric. And so in those leadership roles, I had extensive history in negotiating contracts, handling grievances, disciplinary actions as well, and so really representing people is important to me, and I think that's also a great skill to bring to the table as a board candidate as well. I did interview with the three different unions that were looking to see if they would endorse, candidates they would endorse, and interestingly enough, I don't believe any other candidate has that kind of experience in the labor and union field as I do, and wasn't endorsed by any of those. So it's just something for voters to think about as they're deciding what candidates to consider supporting.
Great. So, Pam, what advice would you have for others who might consider a run for office?
Well, I really think it's important that you have a long-standing commitment to the community schools. So, focusing on my experience over 15 years being involved in my children's education at every level, you keep connected with administrators, with board members, with the community, with families, with kids at those schools, and I think that you really, it's invaluable to have that experience, and I have 15 years experience doing that. I also advise, I work full time as well, and I know that not all the candidates are working full time right now. So to make sure that you talk to your employer about certain time commitments during the day, during your working hours, and then if you're not afforded a lot of extra time during those hours that you're employed, to understand how much time it is going to take away from you during the evening, just keeping caught up on issues that you have to deal with during the week, and understanding that you may have a family and other responsibilities that you have to deal with as well. So it is a big commitment. It's a challenge, but it's engaging, and I'm learning a lot as I go along, and I'm just excited to have the opportunity.
Great. So Pam, what career advice do you have for young people?
Well, I think that young people should continue to explore where their strengths are and where their initiatives are, and really what their passion is, and to understand that it's going to, for many kids, it's going to be something different, and to keep exploring those opportunities, and keep interested in your academics, but also explore other extracurricular activities that you may be passionate about, or that you also just want to find some, explore. And to understand, especially when you get to the high school level, that if you're not necessarily a high academic achiever or have other interests, that there should be opportunities for you there to explore while you're thinking about what's your future success. So really, I talk about through the campaign a diverse path of success for kids, and that we need to really work on that at the high school level so kids continue to feel engaged and motivated and challenged in school, and that they stay in school because of that, and that opportunities and potentials for kids can be different, and that we need to continue to offer more of an array of opportunities for kids.
Great.
So in conclusion, I'd just like to say that I believe with my long-term experience in the Madison Public Schools, as well as my community-wide experience, my listening skills, my consensus building, and the fact that I am a team player and I work hard for what I believe in, make me the best candidate for school board seat number 3. So I'd appreciate your consideration in voting for me in the February 28th primary, as well as the general election on April 3rd. Thank you.